What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Warriors, stop. The tush push. The vaunted tush push. Everyone wants to talk about it. You know, the Eagles and all that, the 1 yard line, Jalen. Oh, are we going to ban it? No, you're not going to. The final vote for the Packers' resolution to ban the tush push, 22-10, not in favor of banning the tush push.
So
the
Oh, no.
Philly hangs on in a final score of votes, 22-10. So there you go. Tush push is staying. Oh, whatever. You're so sad about it. You're so salty about it.
Well, no, I don't think it's a very compelling football play. Just like the extra point wasn't a compelling play for me when it was 2-3 yards away.
Yeah, I think it's very compelling. I actually get excited when they're going to start to do it. It's fun to watch. I enjoy watching it. You don't. That's fine. I think you're in the minority there.
No. Actually, the part that I find to be a little absurd is that, you know, for example, I watched Deshaun Goldson get basically penalized out of the league when guys would get stuck up and they would fight for more yards. If he came flying in and hit the pile, we would throw a flag, okay? And so I get why. You're trying to, you know, player safety
That's
and all
that. That's not the same as what the tush push is, though.
They're a
collective unit pushing forward. They're not flying in over anyone. People are trying to stop him flying in, and they just keep failing.
How many times have we seen somebody try to hold someone up, and then a lineman comes flying in late, and he hits that running back and defensive player from behind to plow him forward multiple yards? I don't think that that's a fair play. I think that the offense has so many, you know, rules in place to give them, you know, favor. I just think that the defense is very vulnerable in this particular play, and you're giving people a running start to hit you. I don't think
there's no safety issues with it. There's been nothing to said or substantiate that it is a dangerous play at all. So until that happens.
I'm saying in terms of fair.
Okay. But I'm saying that is an argument too. I'm just getting there. Some people think it's
what rule has benefited the defense in the last 15 years?
That's a great question. Probably not any.
None.
Not that I could think of.
All I'm saying is, like, look, if I'm a defender and I'm trying to, like, hold you up and you're allowing a lineman to get a 7 or 8 yard sprint start and can plow the two of us, how's that fair? But me hitting a guy who's kind of held up and it's a, you know, questionable play, like, again, it doesn't seem like they're on the same plane. I don't think it's fair. I think that everything has been catered to the offense, and from the defense's perspective, I think this play is very difficult to defend against, and I think it's just unfair to me. I don't think that, look, they are uniquely equipped, Philadelphia, to be able to run this play.
Anyone's able to do it.
Philly.
Anyone's able to do it. You can do it.
I didn't say that.
I know. I'm just saying everyone's able to do this play, but I think the Eagles get unjustly criticized because they're just better at it than anyone else. They're just better at it.
I don't deny that, but I also, that doesn't mean that it's not unfair to the defense because you're giving offensive players an advantage and a head start to be able to run in and hit people from behind. You can't do that as a defender.
Figure it out. I don't know what to tell you. Just figure it out. My offense is here to stay. That's what we know. I'm not here to.
Is it a compelling play?
Yes, I think it's fun to watch whenever they do it.
We'll disagree.
Fun.
Yeah, we'll disagree.
I think you're one of the few that do disagree. That's fine. By the way, make sure you're subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubin, Joe Shasky, and Steven Rizzotto have the best Giants talk in the world. Whoa, we took away the occasionally? Is Steven a full-timer? Let's go. Celebrate the greatness of Wilmer Flores during Wilmer Flores Appreciation Week. Plus, why you no longer need to worry about the ninth inning for the Gigantes. All right, so the Tush Push is here to stay for now. The other thing that got taken off the table in regards to some of the rule changes, the playoff seeding. Detroit Lions had submitted a template that, you know, playoff reseeding would happen, that just because you won your division, it didn't mean anything. They would be saying it just goes by record.
For example, the Vikings wouldn't have been on the road.
Correct. So that there you go. But they withdrew that proposal. So maybe they need to do some tinkering, some wording.
They probably just didn't have enough votes.
Or they just didn't have enough votes, so they just pulled it off completely. So
I'm here for reseeding.
All right, that's fine. And we'll see. We'll see, right? Oh, another thing, by the way, that passed yesterday was the allowing of NFL players to take part in the Olympics in a few years in L.A. when it comes to flag football. So think about this. We could have potentially Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, right? You could have all those guys out there, Justin Jefferson, a lot of good players, Joe, the greatest players to play for Team USA and their flag football. You in on that? Does that get you excited?
I would do what we used to do with our Olympic team. I would not send our best.
Is that compelling?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No, I wouldn't send our best. I wouldn't send Lamar Jackson.
Oh, why?
I would do it the way we did it pre-1992. With where we used to send the amateurs out there. So to me, I'm not sending Lamar Jackson.
So we're going to wait to get bodied in this first iteration. Then we'll send our studs back, because that's what happened in the NBA. We started losing, and then we started to say, actually, you know what? Let's go to our big boys. Let's do the dream team and just destroy
everyone. I want, like, instead of sending the Hall of Fame level football players, I would send guys that aren't Hall of Fame football players.
Gardner Minshew as your quarterback.
Darren Sproles.
Well, when he was like in his 30s or 20s.
Who cares?
But how old is he now? 45? You know? Okay, no, I hear you.
Michael Vick.
Okay.
Right? Like, that's what I would be sending over there.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't need to see Justin Jefferson cook somebody from, you know, the UK.
Is flag football, does that do anything for you, by the way? Because real quick, I think it's a, if anyone's here in an adult league or your kids are doing
it's the hottest growing means, female sport.
It's so lame. I'm just going to keep it a buck. I think watching flag football as a product is so boring.
Next level football is not so boring. Not for your son.
The he kids can play
love
it.
The kids love it.
Again, the kids.
It's fun.
It's a kids fun. It's a fun kids game. For me, once the adults start doing it, I lose my interest because it's not tackle football. The whole reason we watch football is joyful violence, as Baldy put it. Mm-hmm. That's why I watch football. I don't watch it to watch you pull a little flag. Oh, we're at a company picnic event. Yippee. Stop. If that's the case, put me at quarterback. Put Nahegan at tight end. Carter, your center. Let's go. You in on that?
I'll look at that.
Thanks. Actually, you would watch that, wouldn't you? That would be like,
I don't watch non-NFL, non-college football powerhouse football. I don't watch the USFL. I don't watch the XFL.
Thank you.
I did watch the XFL, but that was for a very short period of time. I don't watch any of those. I don't pretend to watch the CFL. I'm not one of those guys.
Okay. So we're in lockstep there. The same thing. All right. But yeah. We will watch the Olympics because it's going to be here. It's going to be in California. It's going to be in LA. And it's going to be the first iteration of that. And it's going to be interesting. Who's going to be is Brock Purdy going to be the quarterback? Do you want him playing in that? Are you nervous? Can he get hurt?
His elbow getting hurt in a flag football game.
God, don't say that. Oh, sorry. I'm laughing at the absurdity.
Well, that's why I would never send any of my top pros. Like, I don't want them even risking anything unless it's on one of my fields. I was an owner.
What about Steph Curry playing for the Olympics last year, the Olympic team? Did you feel some type of way about that?
I think Steph's earned a level of status. And the injury risk in basketball is,
I don't know.
You think less than it is in football.
I don't know. Who on the Niners right now do you think would actually have a legit shot? Like, if the team started today, because I know it's in a couple years. Was it three, in fact, 2028?
Right now, was fully healthy and I didn't have to worry about it, the best player would be CMC.
He'd be the starting running back, I think.
Right?
He'd be awesome. Even over Saquon, as far as I'm concerned, because I do think his shifting, he's a little more shifty. And that's what matters in flag football.
Well, I already know who would be the best. And we could have a million arguments. Wes Welker would have been one of the greatest flag football players of all time.
That's a great point.
Edelman, Wes Welker. Give me all the little shifty white guys.
Tavon Austin.
No, he's not tough enough.
Hunter Renfro. It's a joke. Right now, I would take.
Deshaun Jackson would be incredible there you at go. Flag football.
I think Lamar Jackson would probably
would be. Would he have not?
He'd be great.
He would have been unreal.
Incredible. That's why I go, like, Michael Vick would have been amazing in flag football.
Lamar Jackson right now. Probably.
But then there's that whole passing part. It's a joke.
Imagine being a two-time MVP and not being able to pass. Could you imagine if,
what was the guy who said he should play running back?
Bill Polian. No, wide receiver, I think.
He needs to go to a flag football league and learn how to throw first before we can draft him.
I had Lamar's back. He should have won his third MVP. I mean, he was first team all pro and didn't win it, which in the history of football has like never happened. Insanity to me. 888-957-9570 is the number. Are you in on flag football?
I think the best quarterback of all time, we would all agree, if we were playing flag football, there's only two names that I can select. One, either prime Dan Marino.
Yeah.
God, prime Dan
that
Marino.
That release would be so unfair.
Prime Doug Flutie.
Flutie Flake.
Tell me you wouldn't be signed up for that.
I would. That's why I kind of mentioned Gardner Minshew, like kind of the plucky, like, yeah. Undersized. Hey, Jeff Garcia.
Well, that's, we were talking about this yesterday. I would have gone with Garcia.
Who's got a question?
Well, I got a question for you guys, because we're talking about the offensive side of the ball so much, but half the game is defense, too. Who are the defensive players you'd be looking to put on your flag football team?
Well, it's all time.
We're not tackling here. We're grabbing flags.
Also what's the guy for the Patriots that had a zillion interceptions? Oh, God, he would get burned, but his kid's playing in the NFL. Oh, it's going to bother me.
Early 2000s?
Yeah, gosh.
Al Harrington?
Samuel.
Al Harris, I was going to say.
Samuel. Sign me up for him. Somebody who gets burned but gets a lot of picks.
So you get two corners, one rusher, and two safeties.
Oh, Taylor Mays then.
Ooh, Taylor Mays would be a great one.
If I needed someone to whiff in space, it's Taylor Mays.
No, he can whiff, but just grab the flag.
He doesn't have to tackle. He just has to be within arm length of the flag.
Eric Johnson would have been good in this league. You guys don't remember the tight end, Eric
Johnson. Oh, you just said Johnson. I was going to say Chris Johnson at his hype, at his peak. Oh, my God. CJ2K.
So sick. CJ2K.
Hey, wait. I know who the quarterback should be right now. Kyler Murray. Are you kidding me? He is built for flag football.
He can't see over the little stool that they put the football on.
He doesn't need to.
The Venn diagram of Call of Duty players and flag football players is a perfect circle, so it works.
Oh, my God. That's a great point, Sam. Will and Marin, our boy. Is this the other Will and Marin, or is this the Will and Marin? That's what I want to know.
But we would all agree, like, the Randy Mosses, the Calvin Johnsons.
T.O.
They would be great in anything.
T.O. could probably go now.
Who's your rusher, though? That's the real question.
Oh, Lawrence Taylor.
Crosby right now, I'd say. He's fast.
That's mine.
Someone's fast.
Crosby?
Long. He's long. You got to have the long reach in these, I would say. Like, because, like, the Aaron Donalds, the arm length is not like Bosa, I think, would be good. Nick Bosa.
Yeah, but Crosby has the battery. Like, yeah, just doesn't
true.
Stop.
That's true.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. TJ Watt? Yeah. Micah Parsons?
Micah would be fat, definitely.
Okay.
I'm in on Micah.
Fred Warner?
Fred Warner wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, Fred's fast.
I would probably have just a lot more like ball hawking safeties and corners out there, though.
There you go. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Will and Marin wants to touch. touch on the tush push easy enough for me to say. Will, good morning. What are your thoughts on the tush push staying in flag football in the Olympics, and now NFL players are allowed to participate in it? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, this is the Will and Marin, so don't worry about it.
It is. You know what? I recognize the voice, so you are the Will, not the other Will and Marin, the OG.
There we go. So this is the one thing that I would say. I think that every NFL defensive coordinator and like lineman and linebacker, they should watch a rolling maul and a maul defense from South Africa rugby. Like, I know that they're two different sports, but pretty much a maul comes from a line out. And what they're trying to do is they're usually 5 meters out to 10 meters out, and they get all their big blokes together in a moving maul. And they're trying to push through. It's their version of the tush push. And I just think that I get it. They're not then. And it goes off of the cadence too, because it's when they throw, when they're set, and when they start pushing. I just think it would be a good visual and try to transform that over into like an NFL situation. I just think it would really help in that situation. And I can't believe you guys, for flag football, haven't even brought up Mike Vick, who is still currently shredding.
I said Michael Vick. Well, he did say it.
I said that would be my start. I'd start with Michael Vick.
Okay, that's my fault. But no, yeah, he's shredding. And I think Vick to T.O. would be really good. But I also think, too, if you didn't want to go with the current players right now, I think what would be a big seller and would make a lot of money is if you had the Tom Brady-Gronk connection in flag football. No one's stopping Gronk, and Gronk's big enough and athletic enough to play defense. He could rush on defense, and he would be pretty daunting for anybody because he's just so athletic. So I think that would be cool. I think Brady would shred in the Olympics. Thanks, guys.
Well, I think you're misremembering Gronk as a defensive player when he was on special teams and the miracle in Miami happened, and he couldn't get over fast enough. He was a shell of himself, and I love Gronk. I do. But it is fun to talk about just like all-time flag football players, like in the grand scheme of things, because Tom, I don't want, actually. He's a statue. You need to move around. You're going to get sacked, Tom. Sorry, you just are. He's really good. He's very efficient. He's fast. Same with Dan Marino. I need someone to wiggle around.
Well, see, you don't remember Prime Marino. Prime Marino can move a lot better.
Okay, but I'm saying Michael Vick, I know, can move a lot better.
No doubt. I'm just talking about making every single throw on a field. Like,
of course.
Marino's got one of the greatest arms of all time.
It might be the greatest arm in release ever.
Yeah, like, someone was going to say John Elway.
I mean, we should probably, like, Patrick Mahomes, he'd be a baller. The guy looks like he's playing flag football half the time in pads.
Yeah, but then I'd have to look at him with his helmet off and, you know, chewing the gum and the hair and everything.
Hey, but you'd be USA. You'd be rooting for him. Be Team USA, baby. You would hate having to root for him, wouldn't you? He would hate having to root for
his brother
Mahomes
doing TikToks on the sideline.
Oh, in red, white, and blue like Rex Kwando. Oh, it'd be the worst. I would hate that so much. It's not doing anything for you. The fan of the flag football is.
It's whatever.
Okay, I'm trying to make you excited about it.
It's whatever.
My best. You know.
I'm happy with flag.
I'm happy with flag football. Okay, but I do think like college. That would be interesting. Having our best like collegiate players do it, that would be interesting, right? Arch Manning being the quarterback.
I don't know if Arch is good or not, though.
Perfect. Let's put him in flag football. We'll find out.
Well, no, I don't want to lose.
See, now there it is. Now you care. I want to win the gold.
You're gonna put
that was
USA
the most American.
The I want to win.
That was the most American thing you've ever done.
I don't care about it, but I still want to win it. That's yes, right. That is American
How
sports
am I
right
wrong
there.
On that? How am I wrong?
No,
on
I
that?
Feel you on that. I absolutely do.
It's all about medal count.
100%. All about the medal count. I don't want the bronze. Oh, we have the most. No. I want the most gold.
Exactly.
Did we even get the most gold last time, or was it China? Let's look it up. Let's get back to me on that. I did tease this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.